Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N Word. I am joined by no one but my pretty mask. For those of you, if you have the opportunity to see my face that's made for radio at the Smooth Drama site, check me out. That's who I'm co-hosting with tonight. I'm co-hosting with myself. So if I'm talking to myself, it don't necessarily make me crazy. It just makes me, oh well. Anyway, if you want to help me not talk to myself, you can give me a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. Encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site, social network with us, www.smoothdrama.com. Also, on Facebook, I am Smooth Drama Radio. Check me out. Add me. I'll add you back. On Twitter, you can follow me. I'm Smooth Drama, as well as the site that was formerly known as Yearbook, which is now Meet Me. I guess if you want to meet me, I'm Smooth Drama there also. We can meet up, talk a taste on it. And if you got something you want to add to the show, or if you are interested in being a part of the show, feel free to hit me up and we can talk about it. And speaking of talking about it, being that this is an online radio talk show, I mean, first and foremost, my main man, King Midas of HISD, the number one producer, and my homie, my Stromy, is his birthday today. He is not officially an old man yet, but he's getting close to where little kids start calling him old. Big shout out to King Midas. Happy birthday, man. I hope you had an awesome day. Probably better than mine, but, you know, that's how rappers and rap producers do. They pop bottles and all that other good stuff. Anyway, speaking of internet and popping bottles, the good state of Rhode Island, they had a law that was set up where if you lied, or what they call white lies, if you did a white lie, like you lied on the internet about your weight, or you lied about being somewhere and you weren't there, or you did any kind of quote-unquote white lie, you were breaking the law in Rhode Island. But I guess the state lawmakers there decided that white lies online should no longer be a crime. So I guess this law had been in effect since 1989, which is, it's like, wow. I guess this law made lying on the internet a misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $500. And as much as a year in prison. Now, you're talking about a hating-ass law. I mean, because I think the stilo of most folks that's online was basically you lied about something. You was in Rhode Island lying. That was your ass. You could have been in jail for lying about 20 pounds. Or lying about your height. I ain't 6 foot. I'm really 5'6". You could have went to jail for that. Rhode Island. Y'all get the special helmets up there. Because I'm like, if you can get in trouble for lying on the internet, I mean, would there be anybody left to not get in trouble? Whew, and like, thank God that law got struck down, because you can imagine what would happen if they would have really been enforcing that law. It could have got ugly. Speaking of ugly, since we on stupid laws right now that lawmakers deserve a special helmet for, the justices dismissed the law making lying about military honors a crime. You know, I guess there was a rash of people who've been lying about their military history, or you have politicians who say, oh yeah, I earned the Medal of Honor, blah, 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 even though they had never served in the military. Which, with the internet and Google and Ask Me and all, Bing, why would you even attempt to lie in public when you know people can look it up? And just, maybe it's me, but I don't understand why people would lie about things of that nature. You know, it makes no sense. You're a public figure. Like, yeah, I got the Medal of Honor. I was part of the I was a part of this fleet that got shot at, and I saved. It's like, you know, people gonna look it up. You know they're gonna look it up. And the fact that there was a law, the Stolen Valor Act, which was enacted in 2006 to stop people from lying, I guess. I mean, it was struck down because they said that freedom of speech overrides the right of you to, you know, tell a lie. So you have the right to lie. So rejoice, everybody. And maybe that was probably one of the reasons why Rhode Island got rid of their law, because the federal Supreme Court was like, yeah, you can lie. Now, the funny thing is, we know politicians do this all the time. All the time. But, you know, do people call politicians on it? No. Most of the time, people call the regular folks. They never call the politicians for lying. And I guess this law that's set up now says basically, hey, you can go in on and get your lie on, and it's all good. Because if you're a politician, you know you've been lying from the jump anyway, so you don't have to worry now. It's against the law for the politicians to be prosecuted for the lies that they tell day in and day out. See, because I'm not gonna apply it to the common man. You know, we need to stop applying everything to the common man and start applying some of these laws that they make to the high, quote-unquote, ranking officials who are supposed to be the bastions and the representative of the people, because at the end of the day, you, the taxpayer, pay these fools to lie to you, pretty much. They never go to jail. But you will go to jail. That is beyond the shadow of a doubt. Now, you know, when we talk about going to jail, you know, there was a little thing going on where these prisoners were doing lawsuits against the prison in Texas, saying that because it's so hot and the lack of AC, it's vulnerable for prison inmates who are susceptible to heat strokes. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, you're a criminal. You went to jail. If it's too hot in jail, know what you can do? You cannot commit a crime and go to jail. Then, I'm guessing, you can go to the library and get all the free AC you want all day, every day. But that would be reading and stuff. You'd rather commit crimes and go to jail and complain about the bad situations in jail. Why are you complaining about the bad situations? It's jail. Jail ain't supposed to be the place to be. I mean, it's this generation's fascination of jail and, you know, wanting fully air-conditioned rooms and doing lawsuits for prisoners so that they can serve their time out for abusing the rights of law-abiding citizens in comfort. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but it doesn't quite make sense to me that the people who violate laws are given the opportunity to have what, free health care. They get three hots in a cot. I mean, mind you, there may be an inordinate amount of butt rape, but that's the consequences of no rent, right? Don't complain about the situation because you wanted to go there. It is what it is. I mean, now, if you wanted to really, really set it off, you probably should have went to my favorite state. Y'all know my favorite state, Florida. In Florida, corrections officer Mason Chibnick, the jail deputy there, he was accused of creating an orgy-like atmosphere at the Florida women's prison. So, I guess what he'd do, he would have the women dancing topless and performing sex acts on one another. It was like his showtime at the Apollo. Only the female prisoners were the ones who were setting it off. Now, I guess they charged him with breaking the code of ethics, and he was given a counseling slip that outlined department policies. No other discipline was required. He just, hey, don't do that again, dog. Or rather, don't get caught if you're going to do that. Now, he actually, they say he asked for a transfer, but I'm going to guess that they made him transfer. He said he asked for a transfer in April because he didn't feel comfortable working with female inmates, which somehow, I don't think that was the issue. I'm thinking he was working really, really well with his female inmates. I mean, so swell that, hey, they was making it happen. I mean, they were really making it happen. I mean, you think about it for a second. He had the freak show going. I'm gonna guess every day that he was there is on and popping. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I guess if you was gonna be a man and you was going to run the women's prison. I guess that's the way it go. That's the way you make it go. Nothing like he was stealing nothing. Right? Anyway, I'm going to go on break here. Because I don't think people understand the complexity that I am talking about here. Or maybe I don't understand it and I need to go on break. Whew. And on that note, yeah, can I go on break? I don't think it's time yet. Anyway, this is my man Kali in Uptown Suite, The Heist. Uptown Suite, it's The Heist. Get your weight up before you get ate up. Because they don't steal something from you. You know, they should steal some of these whack rappers' voices. It's like just rip out their vocal cords so they can't spit no more. But that's just me. I'm hating. I'm a hater. I can't lie about it. But I am not the hater of the week. Although probably in some provinces I could be called a hater. South Carolina. The state of South Carolina. All of them. Well, the people in charge. State officials anyway. Loretta Robinson. Who's a mother whose son was killed by a drunk driver. I guess if you want to be politically charged about it, her son was killed by an illegal drunk driver, legal alien, undocumented worker, whichever one you want to call it. Anyway, she had to pay for her son's blood to be cleaned up off the road. Now, you know, your kid is murdered. They don't offer their condolences. They make you pay. You know, and the thing is, the South Carolina State Office of Victims Assistance offers a combined total of up to $15,000 for medical, funeral, counseling, and wage compensation for the families of victims of crime. And reportedly, Ms. Robinson received some money from the Victims Assistance Office, but it did not cover the cost of cleanup of her son's blood, and she had to pay storage also for the car, so that just in case they went to trial, they needed to have that wrecked car for evidence. Now, what kind of bizarre world are we living in where the people who are affected negatively by crime, and this is a crime, you know, even though they talk about the woman, Anna Gonzalez, who was crying when she was pleading guilty. The fact is, she drunk drove. It's a criminal act. And, hey, Loretta Robinson shouldn't have to pay because somebody else who did a criminal act. The state should have paid for it. I mean, and I always argue this. We always talk about the poor folks who get benefits. But nobody ever talks about the rich folks that get benefits. The rich folks who get subsidies, and congressmen and women and senators, long after they're out of office, they get paid. I mean, we pay for them for life. But a woman whose child was taken from her, taxpaying citizen, whatnot, she doesn't get extended that same courtesy. Nobody pays for her. Even when it states evidence, that should have been paid. But we'll pay for that senator who is doing nothing after they retire. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm thinking there's something that doesn't make sense there. But nobody ever argues this point because nobody ever cares about the little guy. Everybody always cares about the so-called good politician, upstanding citizen, and they're not. And, you know, only in America, well, I won't say only in America, but it strikes me as funny that people can get paid to do nothing after the fact. And we're cool with that. But we're not cool with paying out services to regular citizens. Just thought. And so the state officials of South Carolina, you're my hater of the week, because Loretta Robinson shouldn't have to drop a nickel. The only thing she should have been doing is getting grief counseling and promises that they will try to rectify the situation where it doesn't happen again. But that's just me. You know, we have these lawmakers and people that would want that to go, but nothing else. I mean, another example, Massachusetts had instituted an anti-swearing law. Now, what makes this law so retarded is that it's anti-swearing. If you cuss, you can be fined. So, for me, and I think I speak for everybody who's in Massachusetts and not outside of Massachusetts, when I say not only do you get special helmets, but Massachusetts, fuck you. And all you do. I mean, the fact that they're going to hand out $20 tickets for public swearing, fuck you, Massachusetts. Fuck every councilman, state official that thought that this was a good policy to have. And let's be specific. Middleborough, Massachusetts, and the Middleborough Town Hall officials, y'all all can suck donkey balls. And I hope while you're down there sucking on the donkey balls, they drop a couple of nice ones on the top of your head for this bullshit law. No cussing. Really? See, you can enforce laws like that, but you never enforce laws that help common people. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm cool with the fact that you don't want people to cuss. I understand that. I really do. You know, I mean, there's a time and place for cussing, and you want people in general to have a certain decorum. But at the same time, you're not going to be walking up to me and giving me a ticket. Well, I heard you said something inappropriate. I have to prove that I didn't speak inappropriately. Now, if that isn't bullshit, I don't know what is. So, I'm hating on Middleborough, Massachusetts, and everybody that voted for that stupid-ass law. You know, I hope donkeys doo-doo on you every day. And if they don't doo-doo on you, I hope the politicians that passed it, that some birds fly by and get you. I'm just saying. I don't get it. And also, while I'm ranting here, I guess there's supposedly a big stink about Facebook and how Facebook did a switch. Like, oh my God, Facebook, they switched emails to where the email address I listed as my contact, it was switched to a Facebook email. And I'm like, hey, you're on Facebook. You can't complain. If you think it's such a bad deal, get off Facebook. It's that simple. You don't like Facebook's invasive privacy policy. You don't like the fact that Facebook wants to advertise for Facebook. Get the hell off Facebook. You're not going to do it. I mean, it's just talk. Oh, it's annoying. Well, hey, you're on Facebook. Facebook is in the business for advertising Facebook. I don't think there's any social network that is not in the business of advertising themselves. I mean, it makes sense to me. Maybe it doesn't make sense to you, but, you know, the people who are complaining, I get it. Hey, it's, you know, I guess it's a hassle. People won't know my email address. Well, I mean, if they're your friends, they know your email address and y'all holler anyway. Well, that makes sense. It's sort of like I've seen this commercial a couple of times where they talk about the parents. My parents only have 19 Facebook friends. They don't have a life. I've got 680-some, and this is my life. And they never do anything outside. You know, they're on the computer. Oh, this is nice. I'm like, because Facebook, working in the best interest of Facebook, is not a shock to me. I don't think it should be a shock to anyone. I mean, if you're shocked by it, then, hey, something's wrong with you. And you need to stop it. But you won't hear me no way, because you're still too busy fussing about Facebook. I'm over it. Although, what I'm not over is there's a man in Alabama who is fighting to keep his wife remains buried in his front yard. Judge in Alabama ruled that the man, James Davis, must have his wife buried elsewhere. You know, in the I guess the crux of the argument is saying that people should not have the right to bury their loved ones on their own property. And I'm sitting up here thinking, like, what did he do wrong? What is his crime? Man lost his wife. He buried his wife in his yard. Seems like he did nothing wrong there. But, you know, they feel like he shouldn't have the right to do that. Now, I ask the question to people, do you think that you should have the right to bury? I mean, because as we know, burying people is an outrageous endeavor nowadays. You could spend $10,000, $15,000 to bury somebody. Shit, it costs a lot of money to cremate somebody. Back in the day, I mean, they would just stick you on a funeral pyre and burn you, put some coins on your eyes so you can pay for wherever you're going to go. And that's it. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Or if you bury them, at least you let something grow. Now, Now they're going to say that, oh well, you don't understand. If people can bury people in their yard, then a lot of people will do it. I'm like, okay. Funeral homes, they charge outrageous amounts of money to bury people. And I mean, quite honestly, I shouldn't bankrupt the family to be buried. I shouldn't. That's just what it is. But y'all, I mean, you know, whether or not you think it's important, I ask that question. You think that you should have the right, I mean, because I should have the right to be buried on my property. If I wanted to make my garden grow, I should be allowed to let my garden grow. I should be able to feed my plants. You know, makes sense to me. That man should not be sued. In conjunction, I mean, I talk about frivolous lawsuits and people who deserve special helmets. It's this woman who was attacked by the chimp, the chimpanzee. She's suing the state. She's saying that the U.S. officials failed to seize the animal despite knowing it was dangerous. Mind you, it was her friend's animal, and she was trying to help the animal get back in. She's not suing her friend. She's suing, you know, the state. You gonna sue Connecticut because your friend couldn't handle their pet. Now, I don't know what sounds retarded to you or sounds retarded to anybody else, but the fact that you're going to sue the state and not the people who you knew. I mean, they're your friends, and you're saying, well, the state, the United States in particular, don't know how to, they didn't recognize that they should take the animal away. Why weren't you telling that to your friends? I mean, I'm sorry that she lost her nose, lips, and, you know, hands and eyelid in the attack. I'm not laughing because it's not funny, but I mean, the point is, hey, it's your friend's pet. You know, we stop people from having dogs because dogs attack people every day. Somebody's getting attacked by a dog right now. Nobody's talking about not having dogs, but you're suing over the chimpanzee that was your friend's pet. Your friend's pet. Not anybody else's. Your friend's pet. I don't understand it sometimes. I don't understand people in general. They make me ill with some of these frivolous lawsuits. And the fact, you know, as a conspiracy theorist, I've said it, and I'm keep saying it, that the only reason why they allow these stupid suits to go, because they want to lower the intelligence level and the expectation of common sense in the American people. I'm telling you. You think about it. It just don't make no sense. I mean, they're talking about the Ku Klux Klan, that ACLU is taking up the Klan's cause because they want to adopt the freeway, and, you know, people aren't going for it. The state won't let them do it. And I'm saying the Ku Klux Klan are terrorists, but the organization still exists. Some will say it's racism, some won't. the people who don't, obviously, they aren't being terrorized by this this group that's bashing for morality. But hey, it doesn't really matter now, do it. Oh, and on that note, I'm going to break because I'm starting to physically get ill. I need to get into something that's going to take my mind off it. This is Nas, the Don.
It's the heartbeat of the people. The ghetto people, I want to say ghetto people, the people who cannot afford to go to big concerts. Some of these people do not even have TV, so they cannot afford cable. Some of them can afford a radio, so the only thing they can listen to is the music. People from the ghetto, people from the projects, street people, article ghetto youth who know what it is to sing about suffering and reality.
You young girl, never mind over way. You young girl, never mind over way. You young girl, never mind over way.
And our dumbass of the week is a Palo Alto woman. If you don't know where Palo Alto is, that's in the Bay Area. This is a woman who, I guess she was walking, and she was hit by some kids with a vanilla milkshake. So, what she does is the dumbest, and it make me question her story. She said she was walking, and these kids threw a vanilla milkshake into her face. So what she does is she tosses her purse at them, which supposedly contained $2,000. And it was supposedly an alligator skin purse. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm like, lady, are you fucking crazy? Somebody throw, you know, I get it. You're upset, but I'm not throwing my wallet with money in it at anybody. It ain't going down like that. And anybody that allows it to go down like that, you allegedly had $2,000 in cash. One, you stupid for walking around with $2,000 in cash. And the fact that you threw it at some kids, you gonna throw your purse? Not a pick up a rock and throw it. You threw your purse with your money, identification, all your other stuff in it. Yeah. Good luck with that. I'm thinking you ain't gonna get that money back. But that's me. And speaking of not getting your money back, Dallas NAACP, groundbreaking NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, they feel like if we want to make people advance, we have to stop the Texas Lotto. They just want to shut it down. I'm going to take a guess. It's not going to be a lot of support from the common man to shut down the lottery. Now, they're saying, well, they can't really afford it. And the delusion that they're going to win is having them spend their money. And they're not spending money on food. They're spending money on lottery tickets. And to a degree, I understand that. I mean, there are people who gamble and they spend way too much money. You know, some people call it disease. I look at it as it's an extension of capitalism where people want to be rich. They want to be what they see on TV, people living that life. So they take a few dollars and they spend. Or they'll go to Vegas and spend. And some people just, the opportunity to make a little money, they down for that. I can't argue with it either way. I mean, I wouldn't gamble my money like that. But it's personal choice. If you want to be foolish enough to throw your money away, it's your right. And the NAACP, their endeavor, although it sounds good on the surface, I'm like, shouldn't y'all be attacking some of these politicians for allowing the conditions to get this bad, where people have to spend their money, their hard-earned money, and little money that they have on these pipe dreams? You'll never think of it like that. You want to attack the reason for the conditions as opposed to saying, well, we stopped the lotto, then what? You stop the lotto, they're going to bring the numbers back. You don't know what the numbers is. That's when it was the hood lottery system. That's where it grew out of. So, hey, it is what it is. People have vices. Vices are going to happen. If you want to do something, you want to make a positive impact, fight the root cause. Don't go after, oh yeah, we're going to stop the lotto. You stop the lotto, people still are going to be poor. What do they invest in? I mean, tell me what I can invest my $3 a week in that has the potential to make me rich. U.S. bonds, stock market. What? As a poor person, I see what they're talking about. And at the same time, I say, if you want to stop it, NAACP, go after your Texas lawmakers and state officials who are allowing that system. I mean, organize across the country to fight against these oppressive conditions that appear systematically across the whole of the country. That makes sense to me. Probably makes sense to everybody else. Maybe. I'm just saying. I'm thinking, yeah, we not going to do the lotto. I don't think there's no love for it. And I look at it as probably grandstanding. Probably grandstanding. We want to get the NAACP back out in the public eye. And speaking of being in the public eye, the Catholic cleric is Monsignor William Lynn, who was doing what these dudes always do, hiding these child molesters, covering it up. He was ordered to remain in jail for now. You know, he was found guilty of one count of child endangerment, and this being the first time here in the United States, a church leader has been convicted of such a charge. And I mean, it's a long time coming. I mean, we just had the ending of the Jerry Sandusky trial, where he received 45 and 48, and I think this one is even more serious, and he should get more time. Anytime you're covering up little kids being molested, being taken advantage of, and the worst that you do to these rapists are what? You transfer them, no reprimand, no, hey, you have to receive counseling, and you have to do some time. I mean, they're molesting children. And the worst penalty that they get is, hey, we're going to move you to a new spot where nobody don't know you. So you just don't do it again. Or don't get caught. It's basically what they're saying. God forgives you, but you don't pay for your crime. Makes sense to me. Now, he's asking for house arrest. And I'm like, yeah. Floyd Mayweather didn't get house arrest. And he was dying from the bottle water. So this guy shouldn't get house arrest either. I mean, why should they continue to have point blank access to children and ruining children's lives? That's what they're doing. That's what they've always been doing. And it's not even on the low. And the sad part is everybody knows it. It's just because we're so used to it, we just shrug our shoulders at it. I mean, you know, also, we talk about shrugging our shoulders. I guess Obamacare is constitutional. You know, like, it was the big thing. Everybody was like, oh, is it going to be unconstitutional? We can't wait. We can't wait. It's a big deal for some people. You know, this whole individual mandate. That Americans have to buy insurance or pay a fine. And everybody's in an uproar behind that. And I'm like, well, you have to have car insurance. I mean, is the car more important than your body? Now, I know people are going to say, oh, you're legislating to the body, but I'm like, hey, you have to have car insurance to operate a motor vehicle. I don't have a problem with having to have insurance. I mean, I think everybody should have insurance. Now, how the hell are you going to pay for it if you don't have a job? We don't know. But that's never been a problem before, even if you're a congressperson or you're an illegal. The only people who seem to be paying the bill are the people who are actually working. It's like the people at the bottom, they don't pay. And the people who are at the very top, they don't pay. Everybody else in the middle, you have to pay. There's just something wrong there. And there's a threat that if you don't comply with the law, they're going to take the Medicaid funding from the states that aren't compliant. But overall, you know, I won't say that I'm for it. I won't say that I'm against it. I mean, you have to have insurance. You're basically forcing people to have insurance. A lot of people are against that because a lot of people are against taking care of themselves. Taking care of myself is not a particular concern of mine, obviously, if you're against it. Or if you already have insurance, why do you care? It doesn't affect you. You have insurance. These are the battles that are going on. No biggie, though, right? Hey, it's just health insurance. It's just your body. And as we know here in America, we don't care about our bodies. Fattest country on earth, bar none. We got weight on top of weight on top of weight. We weigh more than everybody. It's no biggie though. Because, hey, fat is in, right? Pretty hot and tempting. Or pulverizingly hot and tempting. You know, and I like thickness. A little thickness never hurt nobody. But at the same time, not taking care of yourself and eating food that's going to kill you, it's not a good thing. I think we all can recognize that. But that's too important. We would rather worry about whether or not Venus Williams have on see-through underwear that shows the world her booty, because I guess that's more important than anything else that has to do with personal responsibility and taking care of yourself. And on that note, I'm F the N-word, and this was Smooth Drama. And I'm out. I'll holler at y'all next time. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Ooh.
Drama.